Okay, we have an unusual topic tonight. I have a thing in yeshiva where the Beis Medrash boys, I keep a paper on my shtender, and the Beis Medrash boys write down questions that have been bothering them in halacha, and we have 10 minutes after mincha every day. I give a quick 10-minute halacha shiur, each one addressing one of the questions that was left on my shtender. So today I noticed a question on my shtender. I started looking into it, and it turned into more than a 10-minute shiur, so I figured I would just do it here. As well, and that is someone left a question that intrigued me about eating on Erev Shabbos, and I asked the kid what he meant, eating on Erev Shabbos. Said, "I heard that you're not allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos." I said, "Really? I heard there's a Gemara in Pesachim Tzadi Tes that says that Ochel v'holei chatshetachshak, that you're allowed to continue to eat as much as you want Erev Shabbos." So he said, "No, there's something about it." So I looked into it a little bit, and what came out with is the following shir, which also touches on some very nogei lemaisa halachas aside from eating on Erev Shabbos, because there's some overlap in topics. Just there's a basic stira between two gemaras. The Gemara Maseches Gittin Daf Lamed Ches and Beis tells us first Amar Rabbah in the source number one Bahani Tlas Mili Nachti Balibatim Minichseihon. The Gemara identifies three averos that caused Balabatim to lose their money. The Mafki Avdayu L'Cherusa. Number one, they free their avadim. The halacha is that if you have an eved kanani, you have to keep him forever. You're not allowed to free him. And if you free the eved, you're in violation of an asei in the Torah. Right? It's a bitul asei of the olam behem tavodu. Number two, udesairi nechsayhu b'shabata. They look after their possessions on Shabbos. They're worried about their business and looking after their investments on Shabbos. And number three, udekavisu desayhu b'shabata. Be'idan be'midrasha, that when there's a shir going on the shul on Shabbos, they're busy making their meal, they're doing other things, they're gathering people together for a su'uda. So if there's a shir during the shul shalashudis, the guys who go and make their own shalashudis, so they won't chas shalom have to learn Torah, that's an example of someone who the Gemara says loses all of their nechasim. They lost all their money for doing such a thing. The Gemara goes on to say, interestingly, seemingly, because it seems to have nothing to do with the topic we were just talking about, because you know what Rabbi Chiya Rabba says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shtei Mishpachos Hoyi B'Yerushalayim. There were two families in Yerushalayim, Achas Kavasu Udasa B'Shabata, Va'achas Kavasu Udasa B'Erev Shabbos, Ushtei Ne'ekru. There were two families in Yerushalayim, one of them used to make a Suda on Shabbos, one used to be Kaveh Big Suda on Erev Shabbos. Both families were uprooted, both families are gone. So obviously the reason the Gemara quotes that statement is for the family that did it on Shabbos, because you would think, what do you mean? That's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have sudas on Shabbos. What was the problem with being kovei suda on Shabbos? So the problem is that it wasn't just that they were kovei suda on Shabbos, but they were kovei suda at which time on Shabbos? They were kovei suda at a time when they weren't supposed to be, when there was a drasha going on in the shul in the Beis Medrash. That's when they decided to make their suda, and that's why that family was ne'akar. But what we're going to focus on is the other half of the statement. A family was kaveya a su'uda on Erev Shabbos. And because they were kaveya a su'uda on Erev Shabbos, they were ne'ekar. So apparently it's a problem to be kaveya su'uda on Erev Shabbos. Rashi, what's the problem with being kaveya su'uda on Erev Shabbos? Says Rashi, tu pshatim. Number one, he says, belele Shabbos. Erev Shabbos doesn't mean Erev Shabbos. It means lele Shabbos. It means Friday night. The ain kan covered Shabbos, the kaimelon covered yom, kodem le covered laila. He said they had their main meal on Friday night and a secondary meal Shabbos day. And you're not really supposed to do that. The halacha is, the Gemara Pesachim says, that if you have an option of which one to show more honor to, the Friday night meal or the Shabbos day meal, let's say, lemashal, you're not going to wash the silver twice. Right, you're going to use the regular flatware one meal, and you're going to use silver the other meal, because the silver doesn't go into the dishwasher. This is what happens in my house, the decision every week. So which meal are you going to use the silver for, and which meal are you going to use the regular flatware for? So if you go like the Gemara, what the Gemara says, whenever you have an option to show kavod to the night or show kavod to the day, although you have a suda both times, kavod yom adif. You always go with the day. Right, if you have a dessert that you want to serve, that's your favorite dessert in the whole world, and you can only have it once, either Friday night or Shabbos day, you save it for Shabbos day. Kavod Yom Adif. Says Rashi, what was the problem with these people being Kovei Suda on Erev Shabbos? It wasn't Erev Shabbos, it was Friday night. And the problem was, they made that their best meal of all of Shabbos, Friday night. the best meal of Shabbos is supposed to be Shabbos day, and that's why they were ne'ekar. Now that's very harsh, right? Because they really didn't do anything that terrible. All they did was serve one extra kugel on Friday night, and they were ne'ekar because of that. But Rashi also notes, it's a zilzul in the yom of Shabbos when you show more kavod to the night of Shabbos. V'hem ha'yu miskavnim b'shvil bitul beis ha'medrash, and they also, he says, this must relate to the bitul beis ha'medrash, that because they did that, I guess they used to have a learning seder at night, and because they made their big suda at night, that caused the bitul beis ha'medrash. But then he says, v'ikad de mefarshi. There are those that explain, no, what does it mean, be'erev Shabbos? Not Friday night, it means be'erev Shabbos mamish. It means literally, they had a meal on Friday. V'chein b'kol yom erov osher. Not only Friday. Every day they had a big meal. They were very wealthy people. Aval b'ha miha ika isura, she'ikanis l'shabbos kushal saveh b'lo taiva. There's nothing wrong with having a big meal if you're a rich guy every other day of the week. The problem is having a big meal on Friday, because you're supposed to go into Shabbos hungry, ready to be excited about a Shabbos meal. If you already had a big meal that day, and you feel stuffed, and you're not going to want to eat that much on Friday night, that's a problem. You're not going to be able to experience the Friday night Suda properly if you already had a big meal on Friday afternoon. That's one Gemara, right? So the Gemara in Masechus Gittin seems, at least according to the second day on Rashi, the Gemara Masechus Gittin seems to tell us, don't have a big meal on Friday, don't eat a lot on Friday, right? On the other hand, you have a Gemara in the very first Amud of Perek Arvei Pesachim, in the last Perek of Masechus Pesachim, where the Gemara tells us, right, the Mishnah talks about eating close to Pesach, to the onset of Pesach, and the concern that if you eat right before Pesach, you're not going to be able to eat matzah with any sort of hunger when it comes time to do the Achilas Matzah. And that's not good. You're supposed to be hungry for the matzah a little bit. So essentially the halacha cancels out anything you really can eat on Erev Pesach anyway, right? Because you can't eat chametz and you can't eat matzah, so there's very little that you can really eat anyhow. So there are halachos to safeguard against being able to eat, safeguard against being too full when it comes time to eat matzah. What about Shabbos, though, the Gemara says? So says Gemara in Pesachim, Detanya, lo yochal adam ba'arve shabbosos v'yom tov min ha-mincho l'mayla. You're not supposed to eat on Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yantif, after mincha time. And the Gemara assumes mincha time means 9 hours into the day. Samuch l'mincha is 9 hours into the day. K'dei she'ikanes l'shabbos k'shu taiva. Why? Because we want you to come into Shabbos hungry. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi omer, ochel v'holech ad shetechshach. Rabbi Yossi says, nah, eat all you want. You can eat till it gets dark outside. There's no problem with eating till it gets dark outside. Now the Beis Yosef quotes two understandings of Rabbi Yossi's opinion. He says, there's no doubt we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos till it gets dark. You're allowed to eat up until Shkia, let's say, on Erev Shabbos. But two understandings of that opinion. One understanding is that you're allowed to continue eating if you started a meal before that. But you can't start any new eating on Erev Shabbos that late in the day. But that's a das yachr of the Bahag. But the Beis Yosef points out that the rov deos, most shitos hold, not that way, most shitos hold that what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that you're even allowed to start a su'uda late Shabbos, late Friday afternoon. So what you have over here is a stira. On the one hand, the Gemara in Gittin tells us that you're not supposed to eat Erev Shabbos, and if you eat Erev Shabbos, if you koveh suda Erev Shabbos, you may run the risk of being one of those families that become uprooted, God forbid. And on the other hand, the Gemara Pesachim tells us, ochel v'holechad shetechshach, eat all you want, till it gets dark, it's fine. So how are we miyashiv the stira? Well, we know we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, ochel v'holechad shetechshach, there's no one that argues in Gittin Lamed Ches. So how are we miyashiv the stira? How would we answer the stira? So the Ramban says a couple of possibilities. The Ramban says, source number 4, Pirush Rashi Zablil Shabbos Hayukovin Ikar Suda Shabbos Vol B'Yom V'Kavod Yom Adif Va'od Pirush Be'er Shabbos Mamish V'Kashali. Ramban first, he's the one that raises the issue. Da'akayim L'an Rabbi Yossi Damar Ochavol L'chad Shetechshach V'Afil La'Aschil. We pass like Rabbi Yossi that you're allowed to begin a new meal literally throughout the whole day on Erev Shabbos. So he has two possible answers. Number one, what does that mean? The Isser to eat on Erev Shabbos is you shouldn't have a set thing that every Erev Shabbos you have your big meal on Friday afternoon. look, if you're hungry one hour of Shabbos, or you have friends coming in from out of town, and they're not going to be together over Shabbos, and you want to get together and go to a restaurant and have a nice meal, okay. As a one-time thing, that's okay. Ochel v'halechat shetechshach is, if for some reason you need to do it, you need to have a meal, good, ochel v'halechat shetechshach. But don't make a habit of it. If you make a habit of it, then you become one of those families that's nekra. And where does he get this from? Because he has the Yochel V'Halichat Shetechshach Gemara, and the other Gemara says, a mishpacha was ne'ekar. Why was it ne'ekar? The Gemara says, because they were koveya suud on Erev Shabbos. Can't be, for one time, being koveya suud on Erev Shabbos, very difficult to imagine that they were ne'ekar for that. It must be that habitually they did this. They were always koveya suud on Erev Shabbos. So that's Ramban's answer number one. And maybe there's a difference between doing it once and doing it all the time. That's very slippery, though. Meaning, what's called kviyas then? Three times in a row? Or if you do one, skip one? Is it bedilug? Is it kviyas? It's a very difficult thing to be magdir. Then he says, va'od efshar, shelo hayu ochlin mi shetach shach, v'lo mesadrin shulchanam. That they wouldn't eat once it gets dark, but they wouldn't set their tables in time for Shabbos. V'amrinu hasam le'olam yastir adam shulchanu b'erev Shabbos, afal pishen sarach ala kazayis. That on erev Shabbos you have to make sure everything is set for Shabbos. Part of the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos is to prepare everything for Shabbos. So you need to make sure in advance of Shabbos everything is done. The Gemara goes out of its way to tell us that Amorayim stopped whatever they were doing to prepare for Shabbos, do something to prepare for Shabbos. Binyamin told me in the past that his grandfather used to stop and make a kugel, right? A potato kugel, he said it was. Every Erev Shabbos, right? And that, Gedolei Yisrael always did this. They stopped Erev Shabbos and they took care to prepare for Shabbos. So the Ramban says, what's the answer to the Stira? The answer to the Stira is, you're allowed to eat all you want. But don't use your table up until Shabbos, because then your table's not going to be set. The family was ne'akar because they made a suda at their table, and then they didn't set the table, and they didn't do enough to prepare for Shabbos. So because they were so busy doing what they were doing, they didn't prepare for Shabbos, that was the problem. There's nothing inherently wrong with eating on Erev Shabbos. The problem is, what's the eating taking you away from? What aren't you doing that you should be doing because you're eating? That's the problem. So those are the two suggestions of the Ramban. So if we had to pass just based on that Ramban, person wants to eat a meal, go eat lunch in the bagel store or in one of the stores in Central Avenue, which are all full on Friday afternoon. So is there, full with kids on Friday afternoon, so is there any problem? So according to the first answer of the Ramban, if you do it every single week, it is a problem. According to the second answer of the Ramban, no problem as long as you have, as long as you make sure that the table is being set in advance of Shabbos and you allot enough time. Maybe you take upon yourself the chumrah that Rabbi Franz suggested, I think in his Tshuva Drasha this year, that everyone should have everything set for Shabbos by Chatzos. And this way you won't have to deal with the pressures and the pre-Shabbos rush. You just get everything done as early in the day as possible, and then you can relax the rest of the day. So what are you supposed to do when you're relaxing? You want to eat. Nothing wrong with that. Right? So that's if we just had the Ramban. But the Beis Yosef has a different yishuv for the Stira. Beis Yosef says, what does the Gemara say? Look back at that Gemara in Gittin. What did this family do? Does it say that they ate on Erev Shabbos? What does it say? What's the lashon of the Gemara? Koveya, right? Vachas kava su'udas of Erev Shabbos. They were koveya su'uda on Erev Shabbos. Not just that they ate. Eating is fine. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Does he say koveya v'holeichat shetech shach? No. No, he says ochel v'holeichat shetech shach. You want to eat, it's before Shabbos, and you want to taste a little bit of the chicken soup. You want to, fine. Ochel v'holeichat shetech shach. But kvius is a problem. You sit down to some sort of kvius on Erev Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. That's how the Beis Yosef's Miyash of the Stira. Now, if that's correct, and keep in mind, Beis Yosef is the author of the Shulchan Aruch, so ultimately this is going to be how we're going to paskin. Are you allowed to wash for a meal on Friday afternoon, let's say, for a bagel, which people do all the time? Is that okay? Is that not okay? So we have to define what's kvius. So normally we define kvius how? So that depends what halacha we're talking about. Right? If we're talking about bracha achrona, anything that's ta'un bracha achrona b'makomo is called kvius. Anytime you would need to make the bracha where you ate, which means any alamichya or benching type of food, is kviyas. You have whatever you would call that you would need to bench on sometimes is called kviyas. Kaveh su'uda. If you're kaveh su'uda on pasabah b'kistin, so then it becomes something you would need to bench on. Right? That's a sense of kviyas. If, in Hilchos Brachos, if you have a bagel, that's for sure kviyas. Is that what we call kviyas over here, or does kviyas imply something more than that? Meaning a person eats a bagel on the go, you know, they didn't have this in the times of the Gemara, but you go to the drive-thru in Dunkin' Donuts and you pick up a bagel, and on the go, in the car, on the way between the Dunkin' Donuts and the train station, you polish off the whole bagel. Right? So is that called kviyas? I don't know, meaning it seems that washing should by definition always be called kviyas. If we're going to say otherwise, we need to come up with a new definition.
Don't you need, according to Rashi, kviyas and to be full as well? In other words, if you eat a bagel, you're not going to be full. You're just, by the time the meal rolls around, you're going to be hungry.
So kviyas is going to be defined differently now. If the whole issue, the whole reason why you're not allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos is going to be that we're worried you're not going to be hungry, so whatever will get you hungry in time for Shabbos is okay. So you just have to know yourself.
Right.
So it's not really about what you're eating, it's more about the quantity. So if you eat enough ice cream, let's say, that you're not going to be hungry by Friday night, even though it was all a shahakal and it was a bari nefashos, that's a kviyas. That would be a problem. But a bagel that you're going to be hungry, again, would not be a problem.
It would seem, according to Rashi.
Right. Okay, if that's the issue, correct. Now, the Rambam has a very strange lashon. Look at the Rambam, source number 6. It says, Asu l'kvoa su'udo mishta be'erev Shabbos m'nei kvoda Shabbos. You're not allowed to have kviyas of a su'udo mishta, a meal and a drinking party on Erev Shabbos, because of Kavod Shabbos. Good, so far sounds all right. Umutu lechol v'lishto sachetach shach. But eating and drinking you can do. So far perfect, sounds exactly like the Beis Yosef. Eating and drinking is fine, koveya is not okay. Right? Then says the Rambam, v'afal pikein, mikvoda Shabbos sheyimna adam min amincho l'mayla milikvoa suda, but still, you shouldn't be koveya su'uda from mincha time and on Erev Shabbos. So the Rambam said three things. First, don't be koveya su'uda at all on Erev Shabbos. Second, you can eat right up until Shabbos, as long as you're not koveya. Third, don't be koveya su'uda from mincha and on Erev Shabbos. What's the problem in the Rambam?
It goes without saying.
Numbers 1 and 3 contradict each other. Once he says, number 1, that you can't be Koveya Suda at all on Erev Shabbos, he's going to say, number 3, and don't be Koveya Suda from Mincha and on Erev Shabbos. What do you mean? You just said you can't be Koveya Suda at all. So the way the Achronim explain the Rambam is that there are two types of Kviyas. And this is the way the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam. That Kviyas has two different definitions. One of which is Aser already from Friday morning, and one of which only becomes usher late in the day, Friday afternoon. What are the two definitions of kviyas? So one definition, if you look at the Magen Mishnah, right, Magen Mishnah, source number 7, Vasu l'kvoa, Begitin perek ha-shalech, Shtei mishpachos hayu b'Yerushalayim, Achas kavasu dasa b'erev Shabbos, v'achas b'Shabbos, Pirish b'zman b'es ha-midrash, Shtei ha-ne'akru, and both of those families were uprooted, v'kosvam v'farshim zal, Afal p'shem mutter le'echol ha-chetech shach, even though we pass like Rabbi Yossi and Pesach and Sadites, that you're allowed to eat until it gets dark. Va'afilu lahaschil nami. And you're even allowed to begin eating. Hanimili litzarech sha'a. That's only as a one-time type of thing. Avalasos kachtamil lo. Demechsi kemizalzal b'kvot Shabbos. But to do this all the time is no good, because then it looks like you're being mizalzal in the covet of Shabbos. Skip a line. V'niru milashen rabbeinu she'su'uda imishta she'enu noig b'yimei achol asur la'asos b'erev Shabbos kol hayom b'chlal le'iser. He says, you have to be very sensitive to the lashon of the Rambam. In halacha number 1, what did he say not to do? Asur l'kvoa what? He didn't just say asur l'kvoa su'uda. What did he say? Asur l'kvoa, what's the words of the Rambam? Su'uda umishta. Now, what does he add with that word umishta? But that if I have soda together with my meal, that's aser. Wow. What's a mishta? Mishta is a party. A party is something you have how often?
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. You don't have it every day of the week, even if you're rich. You don't have a party every day. You have meals every day of the week. If you're rich, you may have a good meal, a big meal every day of the week. But you don't have a party every day of the week. So what's the definition of a party? Something that's more than you would ever have during the week. A meal that's unusual for a person to eat on a weekday even, you're not allowed to do at all on Friday. Not Friday morning, not Friday afternoon, at all. What does the Rambam say by the third statement that he makes? That afal pikein mikvod haShabbos sheyimna adam min minchul ma'ilu milikvoa su'uda. Nothing about mishta. What are you not allowed to do in the afternoon on Shabbos, but are allowed to do in the morning of Shabbos? Have a su'uda that matches the su'uda you would have during the week. But a real su'uda. Washing, that would start minimum kilometer. So if you're in the bagel store at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday afternoon, and you wash, I have a bagel every day. That's not a problem. I actually do have a bagel every day. That's why I look like this. That's not a problem, right? The problem is if you were to have that same bagel, let's say 3:30 this Friday afternoon when Shabbos starts at 4:20 or whenever it starts, even earlier, I think. Right, so that would be a problem, because then you're talking about min hamilchah lemaila, and that's where you're going to have an issue. Right now, if I have a party, say I want to make a big birthday bash or something like that on Friday morning, and I rent a hall and make a big party, also a problem. Right, that's what would emerge from the Rambam. That's the Magen Mishnah's reading of the Rambam, and it's so meduyok in the lashon. Yeah. Ah, very good. So what this boils down to is, what's the reason for this iser to eat? And if you look at the Shulchan Aruch writes, source number 8, Asu l'kvoa be'erev Shabbos su'uda u'mishta she'eino ragil b'yimei achol. Right? The Shulchan Aruch obviously passing like the Magen Mishnah adds in those words. What are you not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos? Even in the morning? A su'uda u'mishta, a party! That you would never do, that you don't normally do during the week. In a rugil, you don't normally do during the week. Va'afilu hisuda seirisin. Even if it's an engagement party. V'pnei kvod haShabbos. Why? Because you need to have kavod for Shabbos. She'ikanis l'Shabbos k'shuta'av le'echol. You have to be looking forward to the food of Shabbos. That's the way I'm translating it, because otherwise, Binyamin just asked a very good question. If it means that you're supposed to be hungry, you can have a very big breakfast, and you're still going to be hungry again by the time it's Friday night, especially summertime, right? You come into Friday night, your Friday night suda, you walk into the house at 9 o'clock, you're hungry again. You're not full from the morning, but it's hard to get excited about food after you just had a big meal that day. So let's say it like that: that you're not ta'av le'echol. It's not that you're not hungry. That's a separate issue. You are hungry, but you're not ta'av le'echol. V'kol ha'yom b'chlal le'iser. And everything is, the whole day is included in that iser. And then, skip the Ramah now, v'lechol v'lishtos b'lik v'yasuda, afilu su'uda sharagal b'b'chol kol ayom mutu lahaskel min adin, aval mitzvah lihimana milikva su'uda shenog b'b'chol mitesha osalamayla. You should not have su'uda, again, it's not as strong of a din, it's more of a chumrah, but you should not have a su'uda that you would eat during the week, from tesha osalamayla, late in the afternoon, on Friday afternoon. Now, what's the reason for the Yisr? So the Shulchan Aruch said, you want to be Ta'av Lechol, you want to be looking forward to the food of Shabbos, right? Which you may understand as being hungry, or just that you want to look forward to the food. Mishnah Brura and Sivkat Nyud says another reason. He says, because the Tirdas HaSu'uda is going to cause that Lo Yis'asku B'Tzarchei Shabbos. You're going to be so busy with your meal on Erev Shabbos, you're going to neglect preparing for Shabbos. Where did he get that from? So we've already seen that idea. We saw that in the Ramban, that if a person is so busy getting ready on Erev Shabbos, they may end up not preparing. They're so busy eating on Erev Shabbos, they may end up not preparing for Shabbos properly. The Bir Halacha adds another reason. Source number 11, U'primigadim etzadeid de'ein atam yishum l'te'avon. Primigadim says, no, it's nothing to do with being hungry for Shabbos. This was Binyamin's point. It can't be that it's trying to get you hungry in time for Shabbos. Because if you have a big party at 9 o'clock in the morning, by 9 o'clock at night, during the summertime, when you finally have your Suda Shabbos, you're hungry again. So it's not about being hungry. What's it about? It's about showing kavod to Shabbos. That my special meal is Shabbos. If my special meal is Friday, then my special meal is not going to be Shabbos. If I have a big party on Friday, that's a disrespect to Shabbos, to have a big meal on Friday. Sha'osa erev Shabbos, shava bazel yimei Shabbos. You treat Friday with just as much respect to Shabbos, that's the problem. You're being mezalzel in Shabbos. Now, if we take a step back for a second, I was talking to one of my friends who's a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, of Tani Lauer, who's was in America today, and he was in Yeshiva, and he pointed out to me that the Bir Alach in this very Simon, in Simon Reish Mem Tes, says that this idea that you're not supposed to eat late in the day on Erev Shabbos because you're supposed to be hungry for the Suda Shabbos, you want to go into the Suda Shabbos ready to eat the Suda Shabbos, this idea, while it may not be so nogeil lemaisa to us on Erev Shabbos, because how many of us really have time to stop and eat on Erev Shabbos anyway, in any sort of kavua fashion, that's going to make us not hungry for the Friday night meal? He says, you know, when it's very nogeya, what's the real primary Suda Shabbos? It's not the Friday night meal, it's the Shabbos morning meal. It's a big discussion in the poskim. Can you have kiddush with the mezonos in shul, and then go home and have your Suda Shabbos? Right? Minhag of the entire world is to be mekel. I shouldn't say the entire world, but most of our world is to be mekel. We always have kiddush and shul. You have to make kiddush, you have mezonos, you can have kugel and challah, everything you want at the kiddush. And then you go home, and what do? You wash and you have your Suda Shabbos. So, kiddush makom Suda is one sara, right? We've discussed that in the past. Is that kiddush makom Suda? If you're making the kiddush. So we say, well, if you have a mezonos at the kiddush and shul, we're going to paskin like those shitos that a mezonos is enough to count for a Suda, for kiddush makom Suda. It's not enough to count for a Suda to be yotzei Suda Shabbos. For that you need to wash and have lecha mishnah, and that you can do when you go home. But it's enough of a Suda to be matir kiddush. Right? It's enough of a Suda to make your kiddush a kosher kiddush. That's what we assume. Rav Schechter has in the name of Salvechik a whole different approach to the issue, where he holds it's a din of svek sveka. Just to say it very briefly, there's a machlokes, Rambam and the Ravid, whether you're allowed to eat before kiddush. There is a shita in Rishonim that you're actually allowed to eat before kiddush. There's a further machlokes, whether kiddush makom Suda requires that you wash, or doesn't require that you wash, just good enough to have a mezonos. So the way Rav Salvejik understood the minhag ha'olam to be mekel was like this. If you have your kiddush in shul and you want to eat, so you have a svek sveka. Safek, maybe mezonos is good enough, right? For kiddush makom Suda. And even if mezonos isn't good enough for kiddush makom Suda, maybe we hold like that shita that says what? That you're allowed to eat before kiddush anyway. So I wasn't yotzei kiddush, fine. But I'm allowed to eat anyway, maybe. So it's a svek sveka, I can eat at the kiddush. Then I'm going to come home. This is where the nafkamina comes out. If you assume, like we always assume, that I'm for sure yotzei kiddush makom Suda in shul, when I come home and I wash, do I have to make kiddush again? There's already yotzei kiddush makom Suda in shul. I don't have to make kiddush again, all I have to do is wash. But if you assume that it was only because of this svek sveka that you were yotzei kiddush makom Suda in shul, again, what were you assuming when you were yotzei kiddush in shul? You said, well, first of all, maybe mezonos is enough, and even if it's not enough, and therefore I'm not being yotzei kiddush, maybe we hold I'm allowed to eat before kiddush. Svek sveka. Then when you come home and you're actually going to wash, you would have to make kiddush again. Because then you only have one suffix. Your only suffix was, I was yotzei kiddush before with the mezonos, or I wasn't yotzei kiddush before with the mezonos. You no longer have a second suffix. Yeah, it's okay, I'm letting you eat before kiddush. At some point, you're going to have to make kiddush. Right? So then the second time, you'd have to make kiddush again. So there are those who are makbid, that they're going to eat in kiddush and shul, they'll make kiddush and have mezonos, and then they'll go home and they'll say kiddush again when they wash. Right? That was Rav Salvechik's hakpada. Says the Bir Alacha, and the Minhag HaGra, by the way, was never to rely on a Kiddush with the Mezonos. You have your Kiddush, you have a Lecha Mishnah. Kiddush Makom Suda in the most literal sense. that the su'udah that you need to have for Kiddush Makom Su'udah is Su'udah Shabbos. It's going to be the su'udah that you yotzei Su'udah Shabbos with. So that's the grub. It says the Bir Halacha, forget all that. Forget Kiddush Makom Su'udah. Nothing to do with Kiddush Makom Su'udah. We have a halacha on Friday. The halacha is that on Friday night, Friday afternoon, before Shabbos, you're not supposed to have a su'udah. You're not supposed to be koveh a su'udah. Why? Because you're not going to be hungry enough for your Friday night meal. Well, then, what are we going to say about cookies and cake and kugel and cholent and everything else in shul? Right before your Shabbos day meal. 10 minutes before your Shabbos day meal. It's the Bir Halacha Sa'ara. It's a gorgeous Sa'ara. It's not his own. He quotes the Darkei Moshe, quotes from the Arzarua. Right, the Ramah in the bottom of the Torah, the Darkei Moshe, quotes from the Arzarua. An unbelievable Sa'ara. He says, but maybe you could argue with it. Why would you argue with it? It sounds really good, right? He says, maybe you could argue with it. He says, V'adarkei Moshe, source number 9, the second line. V'adarkei Moshe cholek alav. Da'anan kaimelon da'ochel v'holech afilu minu milchav ma'alavad shetechshach. Because really, we hold Me'ikra Adin, you're allowed to continue eating on Friday afternoon, up until it gets dark. So why should this be any different? It's not a very strong argument. Because what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Yes, you're allowed to technically eat Friday afternoon until it gets dark, but don't be Koveh Asudah. If you're Koveh Asudah, then that's bad. If you eat enough at a Kiddush, it's probably called Koveh Asudah. It's enough of Koveh Asudah to call a Kiddush B'makam Asudah. So if you eat enough at a Kiddush, that's really Koveh Asudah. Plus, he says, you know why you're allowed to eat Friday night, up Friday afternoon, up until it gets dark? Because on Friday afternoon when you're eating, the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos hasn't set in yet. There's no mitzvah to eat Suda Shabbos yet. So, you know, although you have to be a little bit forward-thinking and you have to realize Suda Shabbos is coming at some point, you don't have to be that nervous about a mitzvah that's not even here yet. On Shabbos morning after davening, the Zman of Suda Shabbos has arrived. Right? It's already time for the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So says Bir Halacha, we need to be more careful on Shabbos morning before the meal than we would be on Friday night before the meal. Now, I'm not here to change the minhag of the whole world, including the minhag of the shul, that we have a kiddush after davening sometimes when there's a sponsor. Right? Just in Lamdus, this idea of the Shulchan Aruch in relation to Friday afternoon. So you see this topic, eating on Friday afternoon, who even has time to eat on Friday afternoon? It's so not practical. Halach l'maisa anyway. There's a ramification, halach l'maisa, that certainly affects each and every one of us. Right? So that's the ha'ara of the Bir Halacha. Now there are exceptions to this rule. So again, so far what's the rule? The rule is the entire day Friday you're not allowed to have a party type of meal that's bigger than a regular weekday meal. Starting late in the day, Friday, by Mincha Lamayla, you're not allowed to have any Kviya Suda, right? So what if someone has a bris on Friday morning? It's a party. They have an omelet maker and blintzes and whatever, and things that you don't normally have during the week. Right? So what do you, most of us don't have omelets for breakfast every morning? With an omelet maker doing it for us? Ah, so Suda's Mitzvah, you got to say it's different, right? Well, Friday morning, says, as soon as sun rises Friday morning, you're not allowed to have a big party. That's the Zman. But as Suda's Mitzvah, so the Ramah in Source number 8, in the Rashi letters, says, Ramah, U'su'uda shezmana Erev Shabbos. A Su'uda that's supposed to be Erev Shabbos. Kigon, bris mila, o pidyon haben, mutter. Like a bris, or pidyon haben is mutter. Great, right? V'cheda menek pashur, and that's what we do. What if it's a mila shelo bezmana? Right, the mila bismana, it's the eighth day, the baby's supposed to have his bris today, so you have no choice. I mean, the bris is today, that's when you got to do it. Happens to be Friday, fine, so you're going to do it. What if it's a mila shalob bismana? The baby was premature, so they didn't do the bris on the eighth day since the baby was born. They do it on the eighth day after he comes out of the hospital. So he came out of the hospital last Friday in time for Shabbos. Now Friday morning, mila shalob bismana. So can you do that? Or should maybe, we should say, no, don't do the Suda now. The Mila Shalob is mana anyway.
So this
is what
to do with
the Suda. Oh, 1 second. Mila Shalob is mana anyway. Just wait till Sunday. That's, people would rather go to a bris on Sunday anyhow. So wait till Sunday, do it then, and then you won't have to worry about the Suda issue on Friday morning. So Larry said, what?
So this is what to do right away.
It's a mitzvah to do mila shalabizmana, even mila shalabizmana, as soon as you can. Any mitzvah. The mitzvah is reason makdim on the mitzvah. So it's from where? By mila. Right? Vayashkim Avram Baboker. By mila. Zrizim makdim on the mitzvah. So much so that even within the day, you do it as early in the day as possible. So when you have a choice to do a mila now or do it later, I remember at my nephew Menachem's bris, Rabbi Kron was the moel. I forgot what day of the week the bris was on, but it was not a Sunday. And my nephew Menachem was born premature, 5 weeks premature, something like that. 6 weeks, something that I remember. It was Pesach. And Rabbi Kron got up at the bris, before he did the bris, he said, you should know, I've done tons of mila shelo bizmana, and normally the family works it out to make it conveniently fall out that the mila shelo bizmana is always going to be on Sunday. And he says, it's a great kavod to this family that they're so careful and meticulous about the halacha that they chose to do it when it should really be done and not just wait till Sunday. So it always made an impression on me, right? You don't push it off. Now, what does the Ramah say over here? The Ramah says, you do a mila on Friday, then it's okay to have the suda. He doesn't say mila bizmana. He just says mila. Pashtus is any kind of mila. You could always do the mila on Friday, but as it turns out, it's actually machlokas haposkim. There are actually poskim that hold that once it's mila shelo bizmana, you don't want to do it Thursday or Friday. Push it off to Sunday. Not because of the suda concern, though. It's a different concern. We're supposed to say you make a smaller meal for the bris mila. Right? No one ever died from having just a little bit of cake and whatever, and schnapps at a bris mila. Whatever, orange juice, coffee. Right? It's not a big deal. So you make a smaller meal for the bris mila. But there's another concern. What's the other concern? There's a halacha, Gemara in Shabbos says, and it's also in Shulchan Aruch, Pascha in Shulchan Aruch, someone asked me a shayla about it this summer, that you're not allowed to be maflig besvina within 3 days of Shabbos. Not allowed to go out on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, because why? What's the lamdas? What's the svara? Because we're afraid if you go out so soon before Shabbos, something might happen on the waters, and you need to fix something, and you need to be mechal Shabbos. But I'm going on a 2-week cruise. If I go out on Sunday, I'm still going to be out on a boat, you know, over Shabbos. Yeah, but you don't have to think about Shabbos yet on Sunday, even though you know it's coming. But on Thursday, you have to be thinking about Shabbos already. So there are poskim that actually hold, Shach and Yerodea quotes Machlokas about this, there are poskim that hold, when you have a mila shelo bizmana, you don't want to put yourself in a position where the baby's third day from the mila, or within 3 days of the mila, when the baby is going to be a little bit under the weather, and therefore may require attention that's going to cause Chil Shabbos, you don't want that to happen. So you might as well push it off to Sunday. Right? Tremendous limud zchus and all those people that push off the mila shelo bizmana to Sunday. Because any Shabbos mila shelo bizmana is, you have to push off to Sunday. And there are poskim that say, even the Wednesday and Thursday mila shelo bizmana, you should push off to Sunday. So the only mila shelo bizmanas actually happen on days other than Sunday or Monday and Tuesday mila shelo bizmanas. So how often is that? Right? So you don't have to, so Sunday can work. There's Nodi Yehuda though, one of my favorite Nodi Yehudas. It's a tough race because there are a lot of really good Nodi Yehudas, but really, Kishmak and Nodi Yehuda. Someone asked Nodi Yehuda the following shaila. Normally there's a halacha, an Erev Pesach, that a Bechor fasts an Erev Pesach. Right? We're all aware of that halacha. And we know that if any of you are a Bechor or know any Bechor, chances are you've never fasted or no Bechor that you know has ever really fasted an Erev Pesach. So we know there's a halacha you fast an Erev Pesach, and we know that nobody does it. So what do we do instead? We see him. Right? So this mitzvah, and since it's Sudas Mitzvah, everyone could eat instead of fasting. So apparently, there was a rav in the town who wasn't finishing anything, and no one in his shul was finishing anything. So they needed to come up with some Sudas Mitzvah in order to get out of fasting, because they couldn't, God forbid, fast in Erev Pesach, right? So they needed to come up with something. So they sent another view to the following shadow. They had a thought. There was a guy who had a baby, premature, a couple of months ago. And, you know, the baby will be ready a week or two before Pesach for a bris. Maybe we just keep the baby around a little bit. Hold off a little bit. Make the mila on Erev Pesach. You'll do the mila on Erev Pesach, and then, Sudas Mitzvah! Mila Shelo Bizmana, Sudas Mitzvah, we could enjoy, and everyone could participate, and then you won't have to fast on Erev Pesach.
But the 3-day thing, yeah.
Good. So says the Rabbi Yehuda, first of all, exactly what you just said. He said, what are you talking about? You're not supposed to, there are poskim that suggest to avoid having a meal on Thursday or Friday because you have to be Mechal Shabbos. And here you have an opportunity to do it the Sunday, Monday before, and you dafka want to wait till Erev Yantif, and then you end up being Mechal Yantif. He said, no, you don't do that. Second, and maybe messing up the order, second, he says, when you have a mitzvah to do, you do it as early as you possibly can. You don't delay a mitzvah. You know, there's a whole tumult in the poskim about family planning, about, you know, newly married couple, is there any heter if they're still in school and they have all these issues? And very often, a lot of young couples deal with this issue about, you know, how much birth control can they use? Can they use at all when they first married? Do they have to have children right away? What's the whole tumult about? What's the big deal? They're going to have children. They're going to do the mitzvah. You know what the whole tumult is about? It's about the fact that they're going to push off the mitzvah a little bit. When you have a mitzvah to do, generally we're very hypersensitive about doing it as quickly as you can, about doing it as early on as you can. I'm not posking now about those family planning issues, those are personal issues, but I'm saying the whole tumult in the poskim, the whole back and forth, is all about one issue. It's not about whether you're being mevatel a mitzvah. It's about delaying a mitzvah. So it says, what are you going to do? You're going to delay the mitzvah of Mila? You have a chance to do it a week or two before Pesach. You're going to delay it for a week or two? God forbid. Then he says, the real kicker, at the end, he says, and whoever told you that a milah shelo bizman is a good enough reason not to fast? So I'm not convinced that that's a good enough reason not to fast. It's a mitzvah to fast in Erev Pesach. You should fast in Erev Pesach. So I don't think a milah shelo bizman is enough of a sudas mitzvah to tell you that you don't have to fast in Erev Pesach. Whoa. That's already a big chiddush. But anyway, that's all based on this, or partially based on this halacha, of having this major su'uda on Erev Yantif. Bir Halacha says, if you have su'uda siyum on Erev Shabbos, you can make a big party for a su'uda siyum on Erev Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, but still do it in the morning, as early as you can. Now, there is an extra chumra, that the Torah says that Anshei Maisa didn't eat all day on Friday. They would fast every Friday. Where's that from? So there's Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem that asks a shaila that the Bnei Rav who would fast every Friday, are they allowed to be mashlim their tainis? Because normally you'd want to be machmir to keep the tainis going up until it's Seis HaKochavim. Can they do that and be mamish starving and experience that sense of inui going into Shabbos already? They're starting Shabbos before Shkia. They have Tosefes Shabbos. And they're going to be starving for the first hour of Shabbos because they're waiting until Seis HaKochavim, until they can eat. Are they allowed to do that? The Gemara asks. So says the Torah, oh wait, the Bnei Rav used to fast every Erev Shabbos? Ooh, so it must be that there's such an inyan that Anshei Maisa should maybe can be machmir and fast on Erev Shabbos, and that's an appropriate chumrah to take upon oneself. Beis Yosef says he has a better source for it. There's Yerushalmi that says beferish that Anshei Maisa would fast on Erev Shabbos. But anyway, there was also a minhag, Mishnah Berurah quotes, to dafka taste the food on Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, either to make sure that it's okay, in which case, when a man who didn't cook it is the one that tastes it, and his wife isn't even around when he's tasting it, it's unlikely that he's really being yotzei anything because he wouldn't even know how to fix it. Or maybe not to make sure it's okay, just to, there's some other inyan of tasting the food on Erev Shabbos that in some way it's a little bit of a taste of what's to come to get a person excited for Shabbos. Okay, so that's the inyan of eating on Erev Shabbos.